With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. the Gallus Deb Sugar, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. James Brown. She said there's more. Yeah, man, because they know I'm the People's Champion. I'm James Brown because I'm the hardest working man in show business. Oh. Right? And then I'm the Gallus Deb Sugar. Because women want to fly me out and they want to request this dick. All right? So don't be interrupting my spew again. The next time I have you on this podcast, you better not interrupt my spew. Mm-hmm. All right? We talking about me being the people's champion. You know why I'm the people's champion?
Por qué?
Because Asia, tonight is the night that Advice from a Fuckboy was born. A year ago today. Today is my birthday.
I love how you just told me that and I've been here for like 2 hours. Yeah. Why haven't you said that?
Today's my birthday. Today's the podcast birthday. That's Advice from a Fuckboy is 1 year old.
Aww.
Yeah. Yay. Yeah.
That's
yeah, somebody better give me a goddamn cake. Mm. Order me a cake and send it to me. Mm. All right. Now, if I get a cake sent to me, that means I really am the Gallus Deb Sugar. Because ain't no nigga sending no cake.
Who has your address?
No, they could get my address, or you could get the Hollywood Improv's address.
That is true.
And you could be like, you know, I'm gonna send my nigga Clint Coley a cake.
Yeah, congrats.
And I'm gonna send a note. If you try to fuck, tell me. Like, look, I'm sending you a cake, but you gotta fuck for this cake.
I think most are just gonna resort to a DM. But okay. Yeah, sure.
No, man, we're a year old today, man. Podcast a year old, man. It means a lot to me. This podcast was born because I was hurt and I was upset. But I had to realize that it wasn't just her fault. I wasn't shit either. And Advice from a Fuckboy was born. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Who fucking knew? So, but I talk about on the bonus episode, I say the day this podcast changed, actually, is the day you came on. You were the first guest who people actually liked. Oh. So the first episode was me. Mm-hmm. Then the second episode was some chick that was like lying. She told me I had a little dick, all this other crap.
She was bullshit.
Corny bitch, yeah. Okay. Then the third episode was my friend Unique. She was cool. They was like, nah, but you know, give me somebody real. Mm-hmm. I brought him you.
Oh.
And you've been made a lot of appearances on this podcast, but the day the podcast changed was the day where we admitted on air, you know.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, how we all came to be.
Yeah, and the fact that you didn't, and you did, first of all, real quick, you didn't hold no punches. You were honest, and people like that, man.
That's
that changed the trajectory of this podcast. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Yeah, I really appreciate you, too.
Oh,
yeah, man. And ladies and gentlemen out there who want to look up Asia, her name is not Asia like the country. It's Asia like the fucking album. Hey, Google. Play Steely Dan Asia on Spotify. Do that shit.
All right, here's the album Asia on Spotify.
Oh my God, I was named after this.
Yeah.
Hello?
Play the shit.
Hello?
Hey!
My mom was on a lot of cocaine. My mom and my dad was doing a lot of drugs this when I came into this world, okay?
Hey. And you niggers think this is fucking Peter Guns. This is that shit, man. My dad put me on this album, though. So when you told me your when we were kids, and you told me your name was spelled Asia, I was like, oh, after the Steely Dan album. Yes. Yeah, so. Hey, Google. Stop. Okay. Stop. Hey, Google. Stop, nigga. But, yeah. Understand. Google. Stop.
Google loves it. Google loves it.
No. Hey, Google.
Okay, Google.
Stop playing music. God damn it.
There you go.
Fuck Google. But yeah, no, we're a year old, man. And I owe you a lot of the success of the podcast. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
But anyway, for y'all didn't know, Asia's in the building, y'all. Make some noise. Yes. All right. Here we go. Let's real quick, ladies and gentlemen. Today is January 14th. You're gonna hear this podcast and you're gonna be like, yo, I miss Clinton at the Hollywood Improv. Don't do that. Get your tickets, Hollywood Improv. Tonight, we are at the for 1 year anniversary special for this podcast. I need to sell this bitch out. We almost there. We're literally almost there. So just push me over the edge when you hear this. Get your tickets. Come on through 9:30 p.m. Asia will be on that podcast.
I sure will.
Also, we will have my boy Tahir Moore. He'll be on the podcast. And we have a special guest coming.
Who is the special
guest? I won't say.
You're not going to say?
No, because we're going to sell it out.
Okay.
And then people going to come and they're like, oh,
and
shit. Be
like, oh, my God, nigga, you should have been there. That bitch came and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, y'all going to be like, oh, man. And this is not a selling tactic. Mm-hmm. Like,
I get it.
We're fine with it, either whether she comes or not comes.
That's fine.
But the point is, that'll be a great.
Create the hype.
And just to give you a hint, like, it's somebody y'all said, like, yo, Clint, you got to have her on the podcast. I would love to see you two talk about men.
Man.
So that's that. All right. Don't forget also, Boston, I'm going to be there on the 13th of February, Side Chick Day or Side Nigga Day. Get your tickets. They're $10. Come on through. Boston. All right.
Boston.
Okay. Boston. Yeah. Ugh, Boston. That's it. So that's all I got with the announcements. Oh, mm-hmm. Also the Parents film. Everybody's like, Clint, I keep talking about this film, Parents. I have a pilot. I'm filming. Yes. Cause I have to move now because somebody broke into my apartment. Y'all already know this. And the thing is that I'm raising money for a film because, you know, I got to move. So can y'all hook a brother up? I'm not asking for a handout.
Every day when you log into ChumbaCasino.com, the ultimate online social casino, you get a free daily bonus. Imagine if you got daily bonuses in other parts of your life.
I chose French fries over loaded French fries.
I asked Stuart from accounting about his weekend, even though I don't care.
I updated my operating system without having to call tech support.
Collect your free daily bonus at ChumbaCasino.com now. And live the Chumba life.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
I'm asking you guys to hook me up, do me a favor, and just get you, just swipe up. Or click the link in my bio and get something from the Clint Coley store. Save sex, saves money. Say no to fuck boys.
What we got here?
Vagina's undefeated. All of that.
Vagina's undefeated.
Vagina's undefeated. That's over here. Yeah.
Give me that shirt.
Yeah,
give
man. I got one in the box for you. I'll give you one.
No,
box.
I was gonna show it on the live.
Oh,
but
show
like,
it. Yeah. Vagina's undefeated.
Vagina's undefeated.
Yeah, vagina.
What about dick undefeated?
Dick's not
what
undefeated.
What about dick on demand?
Dick like, loses.
Dial a dick.
I've never.
I got so many sayings with dick.
You say dial a dick.
Dial a dick.
Dial a penis.
I said dick.
I know.
Vagina's
undefeated. But anyway, but yeah, no, that dial a dick. If they want, if y'all want dial a dick, we'll make the shirts.
Sure.
Does the money go to my parents' film?
Sure. Money goes to Clinton's film.
Yeah. But yeah, man, hook a brother up, man. Appreciate y'all. All right, let's get to the topics. All right. So, me and Asia had two things happen in our lives concurrently that you know, and we were like, yo, we got to talk about this on the podcast. Asia's son is my, I'm his godfather. As a matter of fact, Asia, how about you tell me what you told me at 8 o'clock this morning? It's 8 o'clock.
Is that what I
said? It was 8 o'clock. You texted me and said, hey, are you up?
I said a lot of things.
Yeah. You texted me and said, hey, are you up? I said, yeah.
I recall saying these kids are fucking fast. Mm-hmm. These kids are sucking. They're uh-huh. fucking and they're doing too much. And
put the mic to you.
Mm-hmm. It's just, they're just doing the most. And I was just annoyed that I'm going through my child's text messages.
Yeah.
And in conversations with him, these kids are really, 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 really trying to be out here fucking right. talking about being thick, talking about
your son is 12 year old talking and, about bitches being thick.
Meanwhile, they're all shaped like 12 year old boys. And
No, but I remember back in the day, like there was a chick named Janisha when I was in like seventh grade. She was thick.
Janisha sounds problematic.
Janisha was fine. She was Puerto Rican. She was Puerto Rican. Uh-huh. She liked boxing. She liked everything you could think of a Puerto Rican.
Uh-huh.
Like she was that. She liked boxing. Mm-hmm. She liked fucking baseball. Mm-hmm. You know, she liked
sucking dick.
Oh my God.
I mean,
she was a fine woman.
Everybody was lusting after her, I assume.
I don't know.
I guess I just, you know, I wasn't warned about this. Everybody likes yeah. to take the pretty little pictures and,
yeah.
you know, have their kids stunting on the gram and everybody's in matching pajamas and shit and mm-hmm. taking all these family portraits and everything's all cute. But, like, I mean, nobody's talking about the nitty gritty, dirty,
yes.
messy,
yes.
stressful shit of being a parent, especially when you're raising a preteen / teen.
Let's talk about not being a parent.
You're right. You are not a parent.
I'm not a parent.
It's just me.
But I get a phone call this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. And Asia's telling me about how her son is out here, like, being fast with women. All right? He's being fast with women. He wants me to try to convince you to let him have a girlfriend. And y'all know I've said some ignorant things on this podcast, and I've said shit like, I don't mind if Braden have a girlfriend. I want my man to have girls. I want my man to get bitches and blah, 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 blah. And you know what? When I heard this conversation, when you were talking to me this morning, I felt like a responsible adult because I was really upset that he was doing this shit. And that's how I know I'm getting old. Like, when you were talking to me, I wasn't secretly like, my mm-hmm. man. Like, nah, I was so low-key like, this nigga's a pervert.
I mean, it's
that's like in my mind. Like, I was going the worst though. He's not a pervert.
But no, like, he's not a pervert. But it's just
he's
like,
12. He's doing what 12 year olds do.
But of course, you think I'm not thinking about my fast ass? Yeah, at the time?
When I was 12, I was talking about. I told you, Janisha was thick. Janisha Rodriguez, and if you out there, Janisha Rodriguez, yo, Janisha wore thongs to school, my nigga. Like
she was a child.
I was a child too. So don't try to. Don't make it weird.
I mean,
we the same age now. Like don't do that. Don't do that. We're all no. I'm saying like I was 12.
Yes.
She was 12. I'm 32. She's 32. Please don't make me.
So let's be real here.
She wore thongs, my nigga.
So
she wore thongs.
When I think back, I mean, it might just, I know it's not just me,
no, it's
but,
not just
but I will speak on it.
Speak on it.
At my son is 12. At 12. His age, I was fast. I was out here just trying to, I just wanted to soak up every
dick. No.
I was going to say attention.
You were trying to soak up every dick. No, I'm playing.
I was trying to soak up all the attention that these dudes were giving me, and I was just checking for it. Like, whatever they wanted to give, I wanted to take. I wanted to get. And I was like, eventually I did. Yeah. At 13, I lost my virginity at 13 years old.
I lost mine at 15.
After school.
What's up, Danielle?
In the art room. School been out. My mother didn't pick me up yet.
We lost.
And I'm just out here just being a fast ass. Just...
Wait a minute. Hey, Google.
Oh, my God.
Play IMX first time.
First time by IMX.
You remember this joint?
Of course I remember it.
All right, tell me about your first time.
It was not sexy like this. It was far from sexy. It was on the art room table, and Gary's Haitian ass was looking me in my eyes. He had those.
You
dead,
fucked that. You're Haitian. You got
I lost my. I lost.
You
my
got a spell on your pussy.
Haitian. I got a spell on this pussy. That's why I be wanting dick so much. Okay. I hate you for saying that. Cut it. Okay, Google. Stop. My shit was not sexy like this.
Can I tell you about my first time was sexy.
Tell Tell me about your first time, Herm.
Ladies and gentlemen, my first time was, it was January 6th, 2003. Who are you whispering this to?
She knows who I'm talking to.
Okay.
You know who I'm talking to, bitch. Go on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. January 6th, 2003. I remember the date. I wrote it on my shoebox. It's at my mom's house. January 6th, 2003. I was 15.
Okay.
A couple months before my 16th birthday. Mm-hmm. And it was in North Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
It was at 24th and Somerset.
Oh, Lord. Jesus. You know, you want to drop the pin too?
Yeah. Well, do you know where the park? You know the park where Jill Scott said, "Let's take
hell
all
no."
Well, that's where it was.
Okay.
Well, across the street from this spot called this rec joint called Connie Mack, because back in the day, Connie Mack Stadium used to it was Shibe Park, and then it became Connie Mack Stadium, and that's where the Phillies used to play. And it's, I'm smart. Anyway, so we was at her grandma's house,
mm-hmm.
and I remember I had used. Like, they had colored Lifestyles condoms. And
I remember those.
I used me a pink condom. But I didn't, like, warm up the oven, though. Like, I just, like, got hard and just put it in. She kept trying to say, push. So, like, I didn't kiss nothing. Then, finally, when I realized maybe we should take it, she was like, it was kind of like.
Was it her first time?
Yeah, it was our first time. It was on some, like, yeah, it felt like the wood. Like, I'm not even gonna lie.
It sounds like the
she
wood.
She was like,
it'd
literally
be one thing if it was just your first time.
I will give you her name and everything. I will add her.
Not necessary.
I just want to know. I'm just letting you know. I don't lie on this podcast about.
Okay.
All right. This is my Danielle. All right, Danielle. Yeah, her name's Danielle. No.
Okay.
No.
I'm like, wait a minute. No. Okay. Go ahead.
Danielle. Yeah. So Danielle, we was at her grandma's house on 24th. So then she said, let's take it slow. Then we started kissing and shit like that. Then I put it in. And then that was it. I ain't finished.
What do you mean you didn't finish?
Because she started bleeding.
No shit. You just popped her cherry.
Okay, we got scared. She fucking put on a tampon. I swear to God.
You didn't even nut?
No. I didn't nut until.
Oh, that's a jib. You didn't even. It wasn't. What?
I ain't nut.
Did you go home and, like, jack off?
No, I got home and found out. That same day, I got home and found out I was in big trouble because I hired a crackhead to reinstate me from suspension. And my dad found out about it. And I told my dad was like, you was out and we was looking for you. And he was like, you in trouble. I was like, Dad, the reason
why I'm late. Wait, you got a crackhead to do what? To take your place in detention?
Well, you know, when you get suspended from school,
yeah,
your parents got to bring you back to school.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? No. Suspension is not just
maybe not in Jersey, though.
Suspension is not just 3 days off, my nigga. The whole point is your parent has to come back and reinstate you.
Okay. And you had a crackhead do it.
I had a crackhead play my father.
That's smart.
I mean, this was the most
genius
plan. My mom.
Did you pay the crackhead?
$5.
You didn't think that all the way through.
Well, that's not what. Well, I didn't get. You know how I got caught? After you get suspended, they send you a letter in the mail confirming your suspension. It's like a letter, like
confirmation, it's almost like days served or something.
Right?
Shit. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get home in time to intercept the fucking mail because I'm too busy. Getting my fuck on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Me and Danielle getting our fuck on.
So when did you have sex and, like, actually nut?
This girl named Brittany Brown.
Why are you dropping governments, my nigga? Like, why do you need to do this?
It's authenticity, baby.
I mean, we believe you.
Authenticity.
I'm not.
I'm authentic.
I'm authentic, baby. Uh-huh.
I'm fucking authentic.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
My fucking jersey.
My point is, I'm gonna bring
shout
this,
out to Jersey.
I'm gonna bring this full circle.
I saw Latifah
full
today.
Circle.
How you, Latifah?
When I think about being my son's current age at that time, yeah, and what everybody was doing, everybody was obsessed with just out here sucking, fucking, doing fast that
yo,
shit.
I got head before I fucked. I got head when I was like 12.
I think I gave
head. I never get it. It was this African chick.
Sex.
Worst head.
You gonna say her name too?
The name is
does
so,
not matter. It
the
does
name
not matter.
Is so off the wall though. Y'all won't believe me.
I don't even want you to say it. Her I name don't, is, no, I don't want you to say it. I don't want you're gonna butcher it. I don't
no, I'm not. I know exactly how her name is.
How would it
her
be?
Name is Zenobia Nadidia.
That's pretty.
Yeah, well, it wasn't pretty when we was 12 and I was and the bitch was sucking dick and I'm laughing.
Why she gotta be a bitch?
Because in my mind she was just
anyway. The only difference, well, not the only difference, but one of the big differences is technology and social media. And it's like there's just so many.
Yeah.
There's just so many paths and holes that he could slip and trip and fall into, and it scares me as a parent.
I agree.
Especially
I agree.
Coming from someone that was checking for the same shit, but just everything is just... I was, but everything is just very, very different now, especially with social media. It's just like, your life can change in a heartbeat because you... I don't know, shared your opinion about someone else or you shared a picture or you sent a picture of you, whether it's yourself or a friend or whatever. And now here I am, a parent, super uber duper fucking protective. And I'm trying to just protect this little boy, but he's just giving me attitude and just like, you don't understand. This is a big deal. I know what I'm talking about. And someone's going to feel my eggplant because this is my girlfriend.
So what did you catch your son actually texting? Because So here's what he tried to do to me today, all right? This motherfucker think he's slick and tried to hit me with the, oh no. And you said I
don't know what friends with benefits is. I guess that's just like when
he said
like-
he didn't know what friends with benefits was. And then he said he didn't, he said I told him it was okay to talk about sex, which that's not, you know what the fuck I meant.
He's trying to be manipulative. And it's just like, I've always created this, the same environment that I, not exactly the same, but a comfortable environment.
Facts.
To talk about sex and what's going on with, you know, your body and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like...
And, but now he's trying to flip it. It's like, well, you said I could talk about sex. Yeah, right. I said you could tell me, like he came to me. Brayden has had no problem telling me, what's that white stuff that comes out of my penis? And,
he has white
you know,
stuff coming out of his penis?
Well, he said clear, actually. He said, what's that clear
I mean,
stuff
it's
that
come.
Comes
he
out
knows,
of his, yeah.
He, so he's coming.
At the time, he did when he first brought it up, he did not know what that was. Like, I legit had to explain, like, pre-cum to him and all of that. And then I poured myself another glass of wine.
Wow.
And then, I think
where
the
was
next,
I at?
Huh?
Where was I at?
I mean, this was over a year ago. Like, Brayden's been going through this puberty thing for a little bit. And then the next thing was just like, oh my gosh, like, I get hard, but it hurts sometimes and I can't control it. And I'm just like...
But you know what's funny? That happened to me. And I got hard in class one day. Mm-hmm. And it was really portrayed that I was playing with my dick. And I'm like, no, I just got hard. And this little girl got mad and was like, ew, and told the teacher on me. And I ended up getting, like, I got suspended for that. And my dad was like, I told my dad what happened. He was like, you need to be thinking about math.
I mean, but you can't control it. And then that's what I told him. I was
he
just
said,
like,
you need to be thinking about math.
I mean, you can't control what's going on with your body, especially when all that shit is brand new. Like, he was probably thinking about math. He was probably thinking about how pretty the girl was sitting in the front row. The
right,
same thing. Brayden's thinking, one minute he's probably thinking about dinosaurs, the next he's thinking
about pussy. I'm sorry, I had to say it like that.
Yeah, you said it really aggressive, but it's fine. It's fine. I just wasn't prepared for all this. But at the end of the day, it's just like, I just got to deal with it. I'm dealing with this preteen going through puberty. Oh my God. You know what's getting on my nerves is him waking up with these fucking boners. It's just like...
Wait a minute. Hold on. Stop right there. Hold on. Say this again.
He's waking up with boners. If I had a dick, I would keep my black ass in my room until my dick went down. But no. He wakes up like, good morning. He may big pancakes. And we're all sitting there like, are you fucking kidding me right now? Meanwhile, he's pitching a fucking tent. Like, nigga, can you go take a piss or deal with that shit and then come back and introduce yourself and say good morning? That shit.
Yo,
oh my God.
Yo, I used to do that shit too though. Like my mom.
That shit is so rude.
I used to come downstairs dick hard as a rock with boxes on.
Like why the fuck you do that?
My mom got
nigga shit. That ain't real nigga shit. That's real rude nigga shit. That shit is so fucking annoying. That shit, oh my God. This is I swear to God, if I have another boy, I'm gonna kill myself.
Yo, that nigga he know he got a big dick then. If you walking around the house, like
I knew
that.
It was big. I knew it was big when he was like maybe like 10 months old.
Yeah, he's just different.
Sure, I guess.
That's crazy. That's... I wish, yeah, nah. He don't be doing that in my house. That nigga put shorts on.
No, it was. He don't the do short. That in my house. No, he had basketball shorts on, but that shit was strong.
Yeah, well, that nigga know that the only motherfucker. Listen, Brayton, if you listen to this podcast and you're not supposed to be.
He can't. I control his entire
family. All right, well, I'm just making sure. I'm just letting you know. Don't be in my house hard walking around here. The only nigga that walk around here hard is me. I pay rent. My dick can be hard in my house. Yo, no other nigga dick can be hard in my house.
I just pictured myself with a daughter and saying, like, you know, only my pussy could be moist. Like, yeah. I can have the only moist pussy in
you
this
can.
Fucking house.
You can. That is it. Yes. You can say that. She can't. No. Look, if you catch your daughter fucking in your house.
Oh I'm going to beat the brakes off that bitch. If I catch my son or my daughter fucking in my house, everybody's going to get it.
Everybody.
Everybody is on fire, my nigga. Are you fucking kidding me? I wish I would catch any of my kids fucking in my goddamn house. You got me figgity fucked up. I can't even. Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't imagine. I would lose my.
I wish my daughter would. Or son. I'm not that guy.
Have you ever been caught having sex?
No. I'm too good.
Ever. You've never been caught fucking by your parents.
I got caught masturbating in college. Chaz caught me masturbating.
By your roommate?
That's yeah, just, that was a little embarrassing.
You know, one time, like, we've already been through the whole. Fucking under the Christmas tree thing. We've been there. Yo, I'm not gonna touch on that. But
right. Oh, yeah, we
one
did
time
talk
my
about
stepdad
that, yeah.
caught me like I wasn't necessarily masturbating, but I was like exploring.
He was exploring, he's
like you know how
Rich?
Like huh?
Richard.
No, Robert, you didn't even if I was this is way
okay.
before you. This is when I this yeah, but
oh was it okay. Never mind.
Yeah.
I remember you used to walk around I remember there was like you had a picture of like a Puerto Rican nigga in your car.
Yes, it was the Puerto Rican nigga was my first stepdad is
my
who
bad. That's
what
I'm returning to.
That's what I'm talking about. My the Puerto
bad. I just my memory is that.
No, it was good. He was Puerto Rican. Yeah, that was
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
But like I was after it was after school. I was just home and this is like at a time where like you know, you're exploring yourself, especially if you're a girl. Like guys it's different when you're at the early stages of puberty because you just got dick and balls.
Yeah.
That's all there is. Just
women got
dick
like,
and balls. We got folds. We got layers. We're like a fucking onion down there.
Yeah.
And you're just like, that's why they tell us to like get a hand mirror and like get down there and really like peel shit apart.
Yeah.
And just like get in there. So I was getting in there.
And he saw you.
And he just walked into my room. I didn't even know he came home. And he just saw me like just
exploring.
Nose in my own twat. And then it just, he told my mother. And then it was like weird. And she was mad. And then it just.
That's the thing. That's what I hate about our parents' generation, though. They were always mad that we were talking about sex. So speaking of that, so Brayden says to me, I don't see a problem with talking about sex. And I said, you can express yourself. You can tell me. When you talk about sex, we can have an honest man conversation. I'm not teaching. Now, he's 12. I'm not teaching him how to eat pussy. I'm not teaching him that women like. I mean, I ain't going to lie. Me and my dad had those conversations. But at 12, my dad's conversation about sex wasn't about the act of sex. It was the responsibility it takes to have sex. My dad was like, grown men have a place for women to have sex at.
How old were you when these conversations took place?
About 12, 13. My dad, he approached it from a standpoint where he's like, my dad said, if you men have sex, like the way he was phrasing it was, you know, if you think having sex make you a man, well, here's the things that make you a man. And if you check these boxes, nigga, then fuck on. But when he was explaining it, it made sense. Real men, you know, are men of their word. Real men take care of themselves. Like it was just a whole long list. And he's like, my dad approached it to me like a man. I appreciated it. Because, but now, I was a little bit more mature than Brayden at 12. Okay. And I was able to compartmentalize what sex, you know, I was able to compartmentalize what parts was like exaggeration and what parts did I need to take serious or literal. You know what I'm saying? And I think the problem is that it's hard to have these conversations with kids because, you know, we don't want to be our parents. We don't want to be like, ew, no. Like, you know, like when my little sister was thinking about doing stuff, like my mom, instead of being a mom and just being like, look, all right, Kiara, I know you're going to have sex. You're going to have sexual feelings. Mm. Let's embrace it. No, my mom's like, ew, you don't need to be ill. Why are you having sex? That's just nasty. Like, and it's like, what do you mean it's nasty? That's what you probably do.
I mean, I feel like it was, I don't know, sex, the topic of sex was never exactly taboo.
For sure.
In my house, generally speaking, my grandmother taught sex education for over 30 years. She worked at Planned Parenthood for over 20 years, taught sex education in my county, in my school.
Uh-huh.
So, like, and then just being in the house, everybody was, obviously, when there weren't, like, you know, men around or whatever, but, like, you know, and when the time was appropriate, but like we were not necessarily exhibitionists, but it was just like, if I saw my mother's titties, I saw my titties. I saw my grandmother's pussy, she saw my pussy. Like, mama, like, it was just, we were just very open and very free about these natural human feelings and things and body parts. And it was never really taboo. But when the topic came up of like me partaking in,
yeah,
participating in all of these things, then things got a little weird. It's not like they embraced it, and it's not like they were like, you shouldn't be doing it, but things just got different. So what I did pull from my childhood was creating a safe space where my child and my current child and my future children can feel comfortable enough to have these conversations with me. I'm not surprised that Brayden felt comfortable enough to start from, oh my gosh, this is crazy, this happened in math class today, and literally immediately cut to, hey, what's this clear stuff that comes out of my penis sometimes?
Yeah,
like, I'm always like taken aback by like how he'll go from 0 to 100 with these questions and just curiosities, but I've created this space where he can feel comfortable enough to ask me what's up with my body, or what does this mean, or what does that mean? Although as he gets older, I'm starting to realize, not that he doesn't want to have these conversations with me, but certain things he wants to have those conversations with you or with Antar. And
as he should, though. Yeah. But the thing is, I think it's just like, it's just hard to have these conversations, man. Like, it's hard to have these conversations because, like, you see what he did where he says, you told me I could talk about sex. And I'm like, see, that's some immature bullshit.
He's trying you. Different.
You play it. And I'm like, bro, I'm not here for that, yo.
You said that we could talk about sex. Yeah, sure. We could talk about sex and what's changing. You have any questions about it or whatever. But what we can't condone
is you talking about sex and rubbing and eggplants.
And actually participating in it. Like,
exactly.
You and, like, I swear to God, there's like 30 or 50 of these little fucking people in several group chats or on FaceTime just talking about, like, I'm dating this person. Nope, dump that person 2 hours later.
So, yeah.
And they're kissing and sucking and doing things.
Yeah, no, they're being
like,
fresh.
You can't tell
I'm
me.
I'm not going to tell you not to be. I'm not telling him sex is the devil. I'm going to approach sex with Bray. When we have this conversation, I'm letting him know, from an age standpoint, like, I'm gonna be completely honest with what I said to him. So, you know, you told me you found pictures of the hot dog without the bun in his phone.
I saw pictures of my son's dick in his own dick in his phone.
She saw pictures of her son's dick in her phone. Now we don't know if he sent them, whatever. He says he didn't. I'm not gonna go there. I'm letting him know. Can you imagine if some girl's father is reading y'all text messages, everybody's not like on some kumbaya, their teens gonna be teens. Some nigga's father is gonna wanna fuck you up.
And that's what I've tried to explain to him.
Girl's father is gonna wanna fuck you up.
Yeah.
I wish I would. Now, and I'm a little bit, now see me, I'm pragmatic. So like, if I saw a picture, I'm going through my daughter's text messages and I see a dick, like, I'm not gonna blame the kid. I'm not even really going to blame the parents. I want to speak to the parents, though.
Of course. And it's going to be charged up, too, yeah, probably.
It ain't going to be, but I'm not gonna press charges on this kid.
No, but...
I'm just going to let him know, like, yo, man, dick in my daughter's phone ain't it, bro.
And I've had this conversation, because of course I see that. I think several steps of steps ahead. I think of what could happen, right, the likelihood of things happening, right, and I think of just how sloppy and messy and catastrophic things,
right,
can get.
Right.
So when I initially had the conversation with him forever ago, when he first got the phone, about being careful with what you put out there, because once you hit send, it doesn't belong to you anymore.
You can't take it back.
It's
no.
not yours. It doesn't matter if it was, oh, they should have took your permission to share that nude with someone else. Like, it doesn't fucking matter. Like, once you send it to someone else, it doesn't matter. It's not yours anymore. So, like, I've had the conversations about being careful with, you know, conversations. Just, you could be talking about someone, dragging them, you know, about some on some real, like, shady shit. We all do it. We all gossip.
Right.
Next thing you know, that shit is screenshot with your name is removed and just your phone number, so they know it came from you, sent to that person. Or right. It could be nudes. It could be whatever. It could destroy your reputation. It could destroy... It could just cause chaos. And
listen,
it's irreversible.
We joke about dick pics and little dicks, big dick, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But these kids need to understand that, yo, like, yo, that's child pornography, bro.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Like, I don't know if that's a fact, but in my mind, if
it is,
it's child pornography.
If that photo, let's just say the pictures that I found, yeah, of him were, let's say he sent them to someone else,
right?
That's essentially child pornography sent to another child, but like,
it's still child pornography.
I can't believe I'm even having this conversation about like my child and like the internet.
But
like,
you gotta realize, Asia, you don't, your child doesn't live in the same world. 12 years old when you were you were 12, what, 90, 98, whatever?
90.
Yeah, 98. You were born in 86.
Yeah.
Ish. You were born in...
That's how it...
But the point I'm making is that in 98, there wasn't texting. There weren't sexting. There wasn't... Honestly, we probably would have been doing that.
But you know what kills me? That's accompanying, you know, all of these lessons and every this knowledge that I'm dropping is just a... I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm talking about. And we all thought we were grown. Right. We all thought we were hot shit and knew what the fuck we were doing.
Right.
But like... This, like, everything is so, it's intensified.
Right.
Like, we're not talking about us back in the day. We're talking about, like, some life-changing shit.
Right, so we
and
have to,
like,
but listen
to me.
Us as parents and us as role models, we have to instill in these kids, we have to find a straight balance of...
If I don't cave his chest in first.
Yeah, and that's the thing, we can't cave chest in. We're not our parents, we want to, I'm not gonna lie, we want to, but you also gotta realize what works and what doesn't work. And you also have to understand, you know, like, yeah, man, he's playing with fire doing shit like that.
And that's all I can say.
You're playing with fire.
Like, before he went to bed last night, I told him again, like, no, you shouldn't, you can't, you're not even, you shouldn't, like, you can't have a girlfriend, you can't be out, you are not allowed to be out here sexual, having these sexual conversations and being all romantically involved with all these girls or whatever. You are 12. Be 12. Stay a child. You have so many other things to focus on. You don't have, You don't have the level of maturity. You don't have right. the mental capacity right, right. to process the consequences of all this shit. Of course, everything you just touch on from like an angry father coming stumbling across some shit, like, or the school getting involved. Like, I don't, and I, the thing is like, I don't need to elaborate. I could elaborate, and he's fucking 12, so he doesn't know what I'm talking about. One, and then two, Nigga, I know what I'm talking about. Right, I'm right. speaking from experience. Now, I'm not just pulling the thing, shit though, out of my
kids,
ass.
Look, but Asia, he's hard-headed, but we were hard-headed.
I know.
We thought we knew everything when we were 12.
I know. And that's why what makes it frustrating.
That's why I have a small, like, I gotta take a step back a lot of times when I'm talking to him, and I gotta realize, oh, I was this stupid when I was 12.
Yes.
Too.
But what are you supposed to do? Just say, yeah, I was stupid, so I guess I can't talk.
No, what is that we're gonna keep talking until we're blue in the fucking face. Bottom line, we're going to keep talking until he can't take it no more. And he says, fuck it, you're right. But I don't want him to learn the hard way, and that's the problem.
And that's the last thing I said to him before he went to bed is like, I've said all I could say, and I have warned you, but I need you to understand that if there will be consequences to a lot of things, especially if you don't listen to me, but I won't always be there to help you. Some things are out of my control.
Right, exactly.
There will be consequences there. Yeah, it's just, it kind of is what it is.
Right.
And there's nothing I can do. It could change your life forever. And there's nothing I could do. And unfortunately, that's the scariest part about being a parent, is that you can't protect them 100%.
At all times, no.
And I don't mean just, you know, just protect them as far as like, you know, just falling or, you know, succumbing to bullying or something like that. There are right. just parts of life you can't protect them from. And right. that's the scariest part right. of being a parent.
Right. I agree. But, and I tell him all the time, I just took it from that perspective. I said, man, you're playing with fire, bro. You can't be out here sending girls dick pics. You can't be out here, you know, sexting with some girl, little girl. You don't know. She could easily delete your messages. And
do you know, I wish I had his phone here right now, because I didn't even get halfway through these messages. So very long story short, some homegirl tried to hook him up with this other girl. Mind you, hadn't even met the bitch yet, the little bitch. And it was just
why
like,
she gotta be, that's
because she
daughter.
Is. Because she wants my son. That's why she a little bitch. So she was just like, hi, I'm not going to say her name. It's like, hi, I'm so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. And then Brayden's like, well, yeah, like, do you want to go out? And mind you, they haven't even fucking met yet. And she was just like, oh, well, I don't want to move too fast. You don't even know anything about me. So here's a little about me. I'm shy. I like parrots. And like, just sends this fucking list of all of her likes and dislikes or whatever.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. This little girl tells your son. So your little girl pickup line is, I like parrots.
She started with, I'm shy and I like parrots.
She cold as fuck.
But then
that's a cold piece right there.
Very quickly. And you know what? If she was a grown fucking woman, she would be labeled as bonkers. She immediately went to my I don't like my dad's girlfriend because they keep having babies and make me babysit them or whatever.
Yeah, she's weird.
But then I also have a problem. And then I was like, oh my God. But then like I kept scrolling and she was just like, I have anxiety and I get upset sometimes and like, don't make fun of me, but like I tear out my eyelashes. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And I don't mean to poke fun at, I mean, it sounds like she's really going through some things. And then she was really going through some shit. But this little bitch, mind you, her very first conversation with my son.
These girls are crazy.
She goes from, I like parrots, to sometimes I rip out my eyelashes and my dad wants me to stop.
It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
What?
Is she white?
No!
Oh my God.
No, she's not, because she sent a selfie. She looked like she's black or she mixed or some shit. But I just, when I saw I rip out my lashes, but yo, like I'm getting better now Asia, or some shit, I was like,
I love kids.
This is, I don't. I hate all these niggas.
She said I rip
them.
Out my eyelashes.
Let me tell you something. The day that I start ripping out any follicles of hair from any part of my body, it's not worth it. And commit me. Commit me.
Commit me.
Oh my God. Nobody warned me about this. Nobody told me. How do you, little crazy ass girl, and you fucking like 12? Ripping out your eyelashes, though? Can you imagine just sitting there like, ugh, these niggas got me fucked up. Like, what?
These niggas got me fucked
up. What? Like, picture that. Oh, my God.
Yo.
Jesus,
oh, my
Christmas.
God. I never in my life.
I rip out my eyelashes.
I just hurt my head. Never in my life. Wow. I'm trying to think.
Let me be birth control for y'all, please. I am about to be 34 years old. Let me
girl,
be birth control.
Some girl told you.
No, she
told
didn't tell
son.
Me. Told my son, hi, my name is so-and-so. I like parrots and I'm shy.
If you
when
told
I'm
me
upset,
her, I don't say her name on here.
I'm
but
not,
because
she's a child.
Yeah, but if you told me her name, I probably her name.
Oh, they broke up, you know, 24 hours. That's how it works with these fucking kids. They're
yeah,
not
they
even
broke
together
up. Yeah,
anymore.
He told me they broke up yesterday.
Yeah, I think he's blaming it on me because he's not allowed to have a girlfriend.
So where does she go to school? She goes to school with him? Or?
Yes.
How you never met a chick that he go to school with?
Because there's too many of these little motherfuckers around here. No, dead ass. And you know what I didn't even know? I didn't even know. Maybe it's just because I'm old or whatever. I knew you could FaceTime with like multiple people.
Yeah, you
there'll
can.
Be like
30 of them motherfuckers.
There'll be like 30 of them.
They're like, it's like, you ever watch the Brady Bunch?
Yeah.
It look like
and then the screens just
there's a story.
Up, and some of them are dancing. They on the TikTok.
Yeah.
And they doing all this shit. And I'm just like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah, man.
Just, oh God, just.
These kids
keep
having
taking
fun.
Your pills, ladies. Just
remember, I used to be on the, listen, look, I'm not blaming Brayden. He texting a chick he never met. At least he texting this chick. At least he could get a picture from her. Well, hold up. I remember there was this chick named Danessa.
You stay dropping governments. Like, why you gotta drop the name?
My story is authentic. I didn't have to say it like that. But
go ahead. Go off.
My story's authentic. Mm-hmm. All right. So this chick named Danessa I met off the loop, off the party line back in the day. Now she a lesbian or whatever.
Not how she gonna blink.
How she gonna blink. But no, she, yeah, but no, I met a chick off the phone. Like, I met a chick off the phone.
Off the line?
Off the party line. It was called The Loop.
I remember The Loop.
I met a chick off there. Like, I was in a whole relationship every night playing Differences by Genuine over the phone. Swear to God. Swear to God. Swear to God. Fucking summer 2001. I'm on the phone. As a matter of fact, let's role play what it would have been like, you and me on the phone.
Oh, Lord.
You and me on the phone.
At that age?
At 12. Ooh. At 12. Ooh. Let's role play. What would you, all right, so let's set the mood real
yeah,
quick.
The mood is, I'm what? In, oh, go ahead.
Hey, Google, play Genuine Differences on Spotify now.
Google said fuck off.
Oh my God.
Differences by Genuine.
Oh,
sure.
Okay.
Playing on Spotify.
Okay. Now. All right. Hey, Google. Turn that down. Hey, Google. Turn it down some more. All right. I'm calling you right now. Here we go. Ring, ring, ring. Wait a minute, your mom answered the phone. No, you don't answer the phone. Ring, ring, ring.
Hello?
Hey, how are you? Miss Mathis?
Who's this?
Oh, it's Clinton. How are you?
What do you want?
Oh, I just wanted to have a conversation with your daughter. That's all, no problem. Is Asia home? If she's not, I could call back later.
Asia! Pick up the phone! Hello?
Hey, what's up? Yo, real quick. If my
Ma! Hang up! Hello?
Yo, real quick. If I hang up, don't call me back. That means my mom came home and I'm on punishment right now.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So, yo, what's up? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What you do today?
I had cheerleading practice.
Okay. I saw you at school. You was looking good.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. You bought the brand new pair of Suco jeans, didn't you?
No.
Oh, you had somebody else?
Maybe.
Okay. But look, you hear that song in the background though?
Yeah.
This is for you.
For
yeah.
me?
This is for you, yeah.
Oh.
My life has changed since you came in. I mean, this nigga singing, listen. Listen. Analyze myself. I was singing on the phone to women.
Please tell me you did not do that.
I sang on the phone to women. When I was on my new, I was ready.
You just gonna sing out your nose like
but
that?
But not with all my friends around. Cause girl, I put you first. I put you first now. You made me. Help mold me. Turn me into a man. I'm so responsible. And I owe it all to you.
I gotta go. My mom's calling me for dinner.
Nigga, this was my shit, yo. Hey, Google, stop playing music.
This was the shit, but I wasn't good at the...
Hey, Google, stop playing music.
Remember when, like, phone sex used to be,
phone
like...
Phone sex was jumping.
The thing? Like, it'd be like, I'm touching myself. I'm phone touching sex. Myself. I'm well, about to come. Oh, my God. And you're, like, coming together, like, on the phone.
I
like,
didn't
that
come
was,
with...
Like,
I've never came with a girl on the phone. What? I'll be lying. I didn't come.
Nah, you had to be descriptive as fuck. You had to like,
I'll be lying.
Like niggas be like, let me hear that pussy. You had to put the phone down so
you
had to like put all the juices the,
you
and shit.
You put the phone to the pussy?
Yeah. You had to hear the smack and cheese.
You a real one. You a real one.
That's how they
Asia out here putting her phone to her pussy. You call the shots.
I mean, are we creating visuals
putting
or no?
Phone to pussy. I've never, yo.
I mean, now we don't have to do that. We got FaceTime.
Putting phone to pussy.
Ew, stop. I can't stand to hear that shit. Oh my God. That shit make me uncomfortable.
Yo, that's lit, yo. Yo, everybody, when y'all listen to this message, just at me on Instagram. Just at me in chokes and gags. Phone to the pussy.
Not phone to the pussy.
I want people to know we hear you. Phone to the, just at me, at Clint Coley. Hey, at Clint Coley. Phone to the pussy. Do that. Do that when you hear this. Do that. Phone to the pussy. My pussy making phone calls.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad we have graduated
But you see
that.
How, like, no, but we were fresh. And he's being fresh. He just fresh. And you can see his freshness.
But what worries me is, like...
We're not condoning it.
I'm not condoning it.
Let's
just
be patient. Let's be a little more patient.
But if he continues on the path that he... this
yeah,
like,
he's
I
going to jail.
Or he's...
he's going to get beat up.
He's either going to get beat up, expelled, go in the jail, and if he gets expelled, he's going to get beat the fuck up by me.
Right.
And it's just like, it's, that's just a fucking fact.
He gets expelled, like, he's going to get beat the fuck
up. Oh my God. It's just so many, I think of all the catastrophic, crazy, permanent fucking things that could happen.
Right,
especially
agree.
When it involves other people's children.
I agree.
And their little girls and shit.
Niggas protect their girls.
Like the smash and pass? You rating bitches on a scale of 1 to 10 at 12? Are you fucking kidding me? I didn't like that shit at all. Like, granted, he didn't prompt it, but I didn't
he
like
was
that
smash,
he was responding
he was, wait,
to
he
it.
Was rating chicks and putting smash
One of
pass.
His friends was... And then here's the kicker. The friend was sending like pictures of this white bitch and was just like, scale of 1 to 10, smash or pass. And then, like, at the end, Brayden was like, well, this kind of made me proud. He was just like, well, I only like black women because she was a white bitch. So I was just like, okay, you better be checking for your kind.
Oh, yeah, No. And, he make that clear.
And that was cool. But then the friend was like, because I thought the girl looked kind of weird. She was like one of them glammed up Kardashian looking bitches. So basically, one of his little white friends was sending pictures of some Kardashian looking bitch all dolled and caked the fuck up and was like smash pash like scale of 1 to 10 or whatever, and Brayden was just like, well, I only like black girls, which is
well yeah no he great. Said he makes that abundantly clear.
That was
he a, makes that abundantly clear.
That was a proud moment, but the friend tried to like get him, and then like after like the third or fourth picture he was just like, ah, that's not even a girl, her name is like James Cameron or some shit. It was like
some
trans
shit
or whatever, and I'm like, that's whack. That's real, real wagon. Brayden was just like, whatever. Like, it wasn't a big deal. But, like, that's just the type of, like, grown shit these kids are into.
It's but, just, I mean, it's just crazy because we was grown. Like, I'm on the... Think about it. We was on the phone back in the day. We was on the phone back in the day talking some inappropriate shit. Like, if I would have kept the conversation going, I would have asked you what color panties you wearing. And you'd have told me. Or you'd have probably said some freak shit like, I'm not wearing any panties.
Yeah. I mean, I was heavy into, like, phone sex with a particular person or two.
I wasn't good. I was never good at phone sex.
But now...
I tried to do phone sex when I was an adult.
There's a difference between, like, phone sex, excuse me, and the World Wide Web. Like, I mean...
No, I
www. Stands for World
Wide
Web. Like, that's just different. Like,
I agree.
Once that shit is out there on any social media
platform...
Now you can do about it.
It
can start from your text messages, but once people upload that shit to social media, and then, like, bullying is done in a different way. Bullying isn't just like, you know, I'm going to whoop your ass when you walk into school, or I'm going to catch you at the bus stop, or whatever.
Now bullying is like, yo, you was sucking dick.
Yeah, and then now everybody's like, oh, matter of fact, perfect example. When I was in eighth grade, mm-hmm. and there was this kid, nor was I in sixth grade. I was in sixth grade, but there was this kid that was in eighth grade that I lusted after. Everybody, he was fine. Everybody liked him.
What's he doing today?
I have no idea. Okay. I have no idea. He's probably in jail, but I'm sure he's in jail with a lot of children.
Niggas like that always end up in jail.
But I was dumb. Well, we were all fucking dumb, but we didn't know how dumb we were. I wore glasses at the time. All
right.
And I had, like, practice or some shit after school, whatever. And I remember he took my glasses, and I didn't know I was being swindled and set up. It was on some, like, come get your glasses. And I'm just like, no, give me back my glasses. And I'm just, like, chasing him, like, following him, not knowing that he's leading me somewhere.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Because he has my glasses and I need my glasses. The bus is going to be here in like 10 minutes. Like, I need my glasses. Next thing I know, we end up behind the school in middle school, and he takes his glasses and he puts them in his pants and he's just like, well, come get them. And I'm so dumb. I didn't realize that I was being set up to even go back there. And
so you got set up to go to his dick.
Pretty much. And he was just like, well, come get it, and whipped his dick out. And
at
was
eight,
just
at eighth grade.
He was in eighth grade. I was in sixth. And I'm in panic mode because it's just like, okay, the bus is here. This is the last bus.
But there's a
this
dick.
Nigga, and then, but if I don't come home with my glasses, or if I miss this bus, my mother going to beat my ass. So I'm just like, get on the bus. I'm blind as fuck without my glasses, or miss the bus because to get my glasses. And he's just like, put it in your mouth or whatever.
Put the dick in your mouth.
He was like, pretty much like, I'm not giving you back your glasses until you put my dick in your mouth. And I...
Like, it's funny. I want to laugh. The story's not funny.
It's not.
The story's awful.
Like, it's... And then what happened after was even worse. So, like,
Can you imagine if his parents knew what the fuck he was doing?
And he was African, too. I think his parents would have beat the shit out of him. He probably would have been dead.
Like, imagine telling his parents, like, your 13-year-old son is whipping his dick out to my daughter and telling her to suck it. Now, he's lucky.
And setting them up to do so, not just, hey, suck my dick, no, but it like, was like, I've taken a piece of property
vital,
of yours,
yeah.
and I'm trying to blackmail you.
I will
you
call
or
the cops and have your son locked up if you ever do
something. So this is what happened. Managed to get my glasses back, get on the bus, go home. The next day, everybody in school is talking about how I suck Nassim's dick. And remember, that was back in the day when sucking dick and eating pussy was so people nasty. Were doing
you
it.
Were disgusting.
But it
you
was
were
so. But you were scum.
You were
the most scum buckety.
You are a little Kim.
If you put a dick near your mouth, or if you put your face near some pussy, like oral sex back in the day.
Yeah,
was
no.
Like,
if a nigga
ew.
Ate pussy, he was definitely like
a low life.
He was,
yeah, and so the whole school was talking about me. I was a slut. I was a hoe. I was dirty. But of course, the niggas was just like lining up. But I'm just like, no, this isn't me. I didn't do it. And I'm denying. The bitches can't stand me because all their niggas and the guys that they have crushes on are checking for me because they think I'm out here just sixth grade sucking dick. And I never did it. I never did anything. And so this went, and this was, this shit tore me up, man. Like, shit went on for so long. And this is how, you know, when you watch in the first 48 or some like crime shit or whatever, and like the cops press somebody to admit to some shit they didn't do, all that pressure forced me to admit to something that I didn't even do, but I just wanted people to lay up off me and just stop bullying me and stop giving me a hard time. I wrote a letter apologizing for sucking this nigga's dick when I never even did it. And then to make it worse, the letter was circling around my class and the teacher took it. And she saw it. Of course, she told the principal. Principal sent it to my mother. And then I was suspended. And then, long story short, that rumor followed me for years. That started in sixth grade. It followed me up to ninth grade, my first year of high school. And bitches still wanted to whoop my ass back then. Years later. And that's... And that was a form of bullying. That was a result of some fuck nigga trying to pressure me to do some really fucked up shit as a child. We were both children, but like the shit is at a different level today. But that's how that shit affected me. And I remember my mother even, we were talking about, I remember talking to my mother about like feeling like shit, people want to fight me and they want to do this, girls can't stand me, guys are mad, disrespectful, blah, 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 whatever. But at the same time, my mother was just like, trying to preach to me that no reputation is the best reputation. And I'm like, bitch, I didn't even do anything to get this reputation. I literally didn't do anything. And then I kicked myself for admitting to do something I never did. And that shit affected me. That shit didn't start to die down dead ass until I was like a sophomore in high school. And at that point, I kind of toughened up and I'm just like, let's go. You want to square up? Let's go. You want to walk a dog on me because your nigga want to fuck me? Fine. Let's do it. But that shit started in sixth grade, all because of a lie.
I'm upset listening to this because as a 12-year-old boy or a 13-year-old boy, I used to lie on my dick too. And we never knew how, you know what? We would never know how much it really affected a little girl until you become a 30-something-year-old man and you got a daughter or you got a son. You know? Like, that story you just told me, like, made me sick because as a 32-year-old man, I'm listening to a little fucking boy like, pull out his dick, do some dumb shit, do some rapey shit to get the chick to come to him, pull out your dick. Then the whole fucking school is calling you slut. And I can imagine going to the bathroom and crying or just going to the stall and just like, why won't these kids leave me alone? Like, I didn't do nothing to them. I didn't, you know, like, I know this podcast is for older adults, but if you got a fucking daughter, men and women, you know, like, yo, like Asia, the kind of just the courage it took to talk about that, I can never imagine. And this is fucking why you stupid ass niggers out here, you know, slut shaming women and shit like that. It don't stem from fucking and it stems from this, nigga. We did this. I'm a part of this. I used to lie on my dick and talk about how I fucked women. I ain't do shit when I was 12. But now I'm telling my homeboys. And oh, Rashida, a smut. Why? Because she didn't even fuck Clint. And now she's got
but
this.
But you were that nigga to say that she did. And that's all you cared about. I'm not making this personal. But
no, you're not.
Speaking,
no, it is. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, you're not. I don't think you're holding me accountable for some shit I did when I was 12. But it's like we didn't know how much this affected y'all as grown-ups. And even men now, we sit here, we slut-shame women, and we talk about this, and it's because it stems from child boys. And it's like, oh, boys will be boys. And, you know, fuck that. No, I'm dog. Yeah. Ain't no boys will be boys. Because when you let boys slide, you didn't become men.
And they're not being held accountable for those actions. So,
y'all know, I'm sorry to cut you off, but y'all know my favorite word on this fucking podcast is accountability with women. Niggas, what's up? What's up, my nigga?
We have to remember that you have to understand that for every action, there is a reaction. And so on and so on.
Aisha,
and
can you imagine if you had social media back then?
I can't imagine.
And somebody, and that rumor's going around school. Can you imagine, like, we're on social media and your mom's on social media and she's seeing that her daughter is being tormented? Like, you post a picture and all the kids at school, like, bet you wish that shit was dick, huh? Like,
let me say this. And what I'm about to say is heavy. But since this has gotten heavy, since the story that I've told, and I've healed past this, so I can say this.
Right.
I'm not saying because of what he did to me in sixth grade that this happened to me in my sophomore year, but I was raped in high school by one of my classmates, by one of those guys that was pressed to, like, oh, I heard this about her. Let me try to get some. He didn't take no for an answer. And forgive me, I really wasn't trying to make this, like, super duper deep. But I can talk about this because, one, I have gone to therapy and I have healed past this. But I was harassed and eventually raped in school as a result of...
Hey man, you gotta change the subject.
A rumor that had started long, long, long ago. So, like, my whole point in saying that is, since this shit got so heavy and got so real, is that not only do we need to...
Got me crying.
Do we need to hold ourselves accountable for our actions, but even as parents, we have to instill that into our children so that they don't grow up to being fuck boys, and so they don't grow up to be girls that become doormats to these fuck boys. Like, we have to look back on the shit that we dealt with, and we just have to do better. And that's why, like, yeah, everything that my son and that his group of fast-ass friends are talking about, like, right now, yeah, I can relate in a way, but at the same time, I'm just trying to break this shit up and just be like, whoa, whoa, hey, you guys are talking about shit, you're dealing with shit, you're doing shit. You can't even process this. Like, you don't got it. And you're trying to help them. You're trying to save them from becoming... the pieces of shit that we unfortunately had to deal with in our past. I apologize.
I wasn't trying to make this, you good, man. This had to be said. You know, we listen, man. This is advice from a fuckboy. We talk about all different types of topics, man. And part of it is a lot of people who listen to this podcast have kids.
Yeah.
A lot of people. I know personally people who have kids. I know personally, guys, women with daughters, men with daughters, men with sons, women with sons, and this needs to be said. This needs to be addressed. You need to talk to your kids, man, because you were in danger, man, and somebody should have came to your defense, and you ain't had nobody. You didn't feel comfortable even having an outlet to tell your mom, like, look, mom, this is what's going on in school.
That's a whole nother thing. I'm not right. even going to get into that.
You can't even tell, like, but you get what I'm saying, though, like, And you know, I don't want Brayden growing up like feeling like he can't talk to us about sex, but he has to be. I gotta do a better job as a man and as his godfather. Since his, I'm gonna say it. I don't give a fuck. His dad ain't in his life.
Dad ain't shit.
And you know, I have to. And you know, I slap hands when it come to fucking with kids. Oh, not with. No.
You do what now?
No.
I know what you mean.
I slap, like, if I caught my son fucking, I'm slapping hands. All right. I caught my daughter fucking, I'm shooting niggas. But I'm getting out of that person, that mentality, and I'm taking sex as serious as having a son as I would if I had a daughter.
We can't create that double standard.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm doing better at saying, okay, Brayden, you're getting hard. You showing a girl's dick? Oh, well, you make sure you take the angle like this. That ain't what we doing up in here. When we talking about sex, I'm not telling him you can come use my house and fuck who. No, we ain't talking about that either. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're talking about being responsible. We're talking about, you know, This is how you treat women. This is how you treat women. Imagine if a kid just knew how to treat if this little boy, like literally, it literally started from a rumor to a guy deciding, I'm not going to take no for an answer because I know you with it, Asia. I know your reputation.
That was enough. That's all he needed.
And this kid, instead of it being nipped in the bud as a child, this is why men or niggers fucking out here not taking no for an answer. And women gotta lie, and women have to lie for survival.
Like, it's a thing where it's just like, you can't even just like say no thank you or I'm cool or just actually say nothing. Well, fuck you then, you ugly anyway,
yeah,
bitch.
Right.
And then throw a bottle at her, like, or fucking kill her or harass her or assault her.
Right.
Like, I'm sorry, but we're dramatic, we're emotional, but you can't take no on the fucking chin and keep it moving?
And fucking keep it moving, my nigga.
That starts from childhood.
Right, I agree.
No one just turns 18, 21 as a fuck nigga.
Right, no, it's embedded in you. So
parents just need to take accountability.
I agree.
For their children, that's all.
Look, Asia, I'm not even going to ask what we learned today. I think that we know what the fuck we learned. If you listen to this podcast, you know what we learned. I want y'all feedback, man. I like episodes like these. You know, everything, you know, it started off funny and then it got serious for a little while. And that's to me, I think that's what makes this podcast the best podcast out. And the fact that we've survived a year, you know what I'm saying? And Asia, plug, tell them where they can find you at.
Okay, all right. You can find me, Chokes and Gags, on Instagram. That is Chokes, the letter N, Gags. You can send me questions. You can check out my blog at chokesandgags.com. And yeah.
And also, Asia will be at the live podcast tonight when y'all will listen to this episode.
I will be there.
Don't forget, follow the page. Donate to the film. Hashtag Parents Film. Get something off the website, you know, figure it the fuck out, hook a brother up.
Okay, figure it the fuck out.
And yeah, man, talk to your kids.
Talk to your kids. Don't ignore that shit. Have those difficult conversations.
Talk to your kids. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for laughing. God bless. You wanna keep it real?
What up, what up, what up, what's going on, everybody? This is Dom Lewis here, and I'm welcoming everybody to tune into my podcast, the Philly Sports 444 Podcast. That's the Philly Sports 444 Podcast. My podcast is just covering Philly sports, your favorite teams in Philly, the Eagles, the Sixers, the Phillies, the Flyers. I'm covering playoff runs, I'm covering big games, I'm covering breaking stories. Anything you think of in Philly sports, I'm covering it. And I'm not giving you any BS, no fillers, no hot takes, none of the BS you hear or see. I'm just giving it to you all real, all Philly, all the time. So check me out, y'all. Dom Lewis with the Philly Sports 444 Podcast on the podcast platform near you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.